I'm Paul Harris, handling the show today. Thank you very much for listening. You can follow me on harrisonline.com, which you can get to via the KTRS website. And I'm also on Twitter, at Paul Harris Show. Thanks for following me there. Last Friday, when I was filling in for Frank on the regular Friday Fest, I mentioned something that I had seen online last week that, to me, is the greatest one-sentence synopsis of a movie ever. It was a newspaper TV listing for the movie The Wizard of Oz. You know, the way they will encapsulate the plot for you of whatever the movie is. This one for The Wizard of Oz was perfect. Here's what it said. Quote, transported to a surreal landscape, a young girl kills the first person she meets and then teams up with three strangers to kill again. That's brilliant. When I first read that, I saw online that it was attributed to a guy by the name of Lee Winfrey, who was then the TV critic for the Philadelphia Inquirer. Then I did a little bit more research and found out it was not written by Lee Winfrey. It was written by Rick Polito, who at the time was writing for a newspaper in Marin County, California, and now continues to write some TV synopses for the Pacific Sun. After I mentioned it on the radio, I then put it up on my website, and then I got an email from Rick Polito saying, hey, thanks for giving me credit. It's hard to get credit for something like this in a world where people post things online, or even people like Jay Leno use them on TV and then credit the wrong person. So I emailed back to Rick and said, why don't you come on and we'll talk about that. And here he is. Hi, Rick. How are you?
I'm doing great, Paul. Thanks for having me on.
Well, you know, as a content provider myself, I am happy to make sure that the person responsible for something as good as that gets the credit that they deserve.
Well, thank you. It's things get out there and they have their own legs and they go for a run. And it's nice to see that some people are taking some time to make sure that my name is attached to it. And Lee Winfrey, rest in peace. But, hey, it's my line.
Yeah. Now, here's the interesting thing about this. When did you write that?
I wrote it sometime in the late 90s. And it's been following me around forever. I've seen it, you know, before this happened, it was still quoted on sometimes over 100,000 websites. It's going to follow me around, as I told Jim Romanesco last week, it's going to follow me to the grave.
So sometime around 13, 14, 15 years ago, you wrote this. It was only in a newspaper. Then somebody clipped it out of the newspaper and put it online, and it has been viral ever since?
Absolutely. I wrote the only TV highlight column probably that had fan mail. People used to clip out my column and send it to people in other states, to their relatives. And it was briefly syndicated with Universal Press Syndicate. And I thought I had it made. I thought I was, you know, the Dave Barry of TV highlights.
Yeah.
Newspapers weren't quite ready for it.
We're going to get to some of the things that you've written about some movies in just a minute here. But I want to ask you about the Jay Leno part of this, because I'm not sure I know the entirety of that story. What happened with Leno?
It showed up on Leno, gosh, it must have been 10 or 12 years ago. I think it was when I was syndicated, and it popped into Lee Winfrey's column at the bottom. And he got a little clip out of it, and there was Lee's name right underneath my line. And he read it, and it got laughs, but that was 10, 12 years ago.
That was like during his headline segment on The Tonight Show?
Yeah, it was during his headline segment.
Okay.
And things didn't go viral then. So I guess, you know, occasionally Jay reaches into the vault, and he recycled this one Wednesday night. And it went out as a screenshot. Someone grabbed it off the Tonight Show's website, and it went everywhere on Reddit. It made it into a bunch of blogs. I mean, on one Facebook page alone, it got shared 35,000 times the first day. That's the difference between the internet now and the internet in 2000.
Yeah. Well, I posted it on my site as well. After mentioning it on the show on Friday afternoon, I put it up, which is how you and I ended up connecting, and I've gotten a tremendous number of people seeing it there. So apparently it wasn't viral enough that everybody had seen it, and more people are seeing it. Unfortunately, you're not getting the credit you deserve, which is what we're trying to correct here. My question is, how do you correct that with Jay Leno?
I think Jay has me on the show. I have 4,000 pages of these jokes on my hard drive. I'm sure I can fill 10 minutes on Jay's couch with some good laughs.
Have you contacted his office in Burbank, California, and said, hey, I'm the guy?
Well, I sent him a quick note the day after it ran, but that was before it exploded viral. Right now, I'm trying to get as many people as I can to email the show and say, "Hey, have Rick on. If the internet's going to work in this way, let's let it work directly for me."
Yeah,
I'm calling it. I think that comedic justice is when somebody mistimes their spit take and gets a pie in the face. But I think that what he did was a comedic injustice, and I need to get it righted and let people know I'm the one behind that line, and I have 1,000 others where that came from.
Now, when he had it on The Tonight Show last Wednesday, did he miscredit it to Lee, or did he not credit anybody, but it happened to have Lee's name on it because it was cut out from his newspaper?
It had Lee's name on it. He didn't mention the name with it. He just read it aloud. He got a solid laugh and a little, what they call in comedy, an applause break, which is whatever every comedian is looking for.
Yeah. Everything on The Tonight Show gets an applause break. So don't be too flattered by that. But, I mean, it was brilliant, but I'm just trying to keep things in perspective. Now, here's one thing I'm curious about. As a person who writes these things for newspaper listings of a TV guide, and you continue to do this for the Pacific Sun, right?
That's correct.
Okay. Do you have to watch a lot of TV?
I don't watch any TV, Paul. It would ruin my objectivity, I say. I watch very little. I'm a Netflix guy, watch a lot of movies. The last show I watched from beginning to end was Buffy the Vampire Slayer, if that dates me enough.
Wow. Do you write listings for regular TV shows or just for movies that are appearing on TV?
I scan the listings for every day, and I find I used to find 5 to 7 one-liners to write every day. Now it's 2 or 3.
Uh-huh.
And I just look over what's on, what can I see a joke in, and I go for it. At one point it was 2,000 one-liners a year written, and one of my duties as a reporter.
I like that. Before we get to some of the things that you've written, I'm curious about something that you told me in an email earlier today, that yesterday some guy sent you $5 via PayPal.
Yes, he had a U.S. Army email address. He sent me $5. He said he wanted to buy me a cup of coffee. It's been noted in at least one of the blogs that I'm currently mostly unemployed. I still write the column, but it's a tough life for displaced journalists out here right now.
Yeah.
And he said, if I were rich, I'd hire you, but for now, I'm going to buy you a cup of coffee.
Well, that was nice.
Today, I gathered up some change around the house before I got his PayPal $5. I went out for a cup of coffee, which is a rarity for me these days.
Well, now that's the story you need to have viral. You get $5 from the viral video community online. You're going to be a rich guy.
I need a viral tip jar, and I'd be doing fine. I think I will. I'll throw together an ebook this week and put out. Let's say like I grab 500 of my bits and put it out for 99 cents, and there's my tip jar.
There you go. Yeah. All right. So let's talk about some of the movies that you've written synopses for. I noticed that you particularly like Tom Cruise.
I've got a couple in there that are good Tom Cruise lines.
For instance, War of the Worlds.
That's the one where he that's the version where he finally scares off the aliens by giving them Scientology pamphlets.
I saw that one. What about Interview with a Vampire, another Tom Cruise movie?
Well, my synopsis there is Tom Cruise is a soulless recluse who lurks in the darkness and sucks the life from all who come near him. He's also in this movie about a vampire.
All right. A couple of others. Cheaper by the Dozen.
A husband and wife raise 12 children in the suburbs, coping with such difficulties as getting the kids to school, keeping them fed and clothed, and arming and training them for the bloody sequel, Cheaper by the Dirty Dozen.
Yeah, that was the version where Lee Marvin played the dad, wasn't it?
Absolutely. Lee Marvin's a tough dad.
Okay, how about the Marky Mark movie of maybe about a decade ago, Boogie Nights?
A fond look back at the early days of erotic cinema, when all a young man needed to succeed in this crazy world was a dream, determination, and a lot of hard work.
Emphasis on hard. Now, I didn't even know this one was a movie, but you have a listing for it, for something that appeared on the Cartoon Network a few years ago called Pinocchio 3000.
Well, this time, Pinocchio is a robot, so his nose doesn't grow when he lies, but he does send an error report to Microsoft. I see a lot of movies that you've never heard of online. If you look at the listings every day,
yeah,
there's 500 channels with nothing on, as we all say.
Yeah, isn't it stunning? You know, sometimes I'll sit down in front of it and I get all the movie channels and especially some of the independent channels that come with the package that I have, the TV package. You know, like the Sundance Channel or the Independent Film Channel or some of these, they have movies that are not just obscure, but you wonder if the people who made them saw them.
Absolutely. And, you know, it takes 100 people to make a movie, so they all got together and did that. But TV, you know, the 500 channels thing, it used to be that there were 8, and we all knew what we were talking about. But now you know, it was as simple as knowing that Joni still loves Chachi, but they're having a rough spot.
Right.
Now it's you have to watch Breaking Bad. You have to watch The Mad Men. And I can't keep up, so I gave up.
Well, those are two great shows, but, you know, thanks to Netflix, you can catch up on them later. That's actually what I've been doing with Breaking Bad. I had not watched the first 4 seasons at all. So this year, after the 5th season finished this summer, that's when I started going back and watching the first 4 seasons. And I just binge-watched all 4 seasons in a month. And I feel like I'm a meth addict because I can't wait to get the next DVD when they finally come out with season 5 and watch that.
Well, according to my friends, you have to watch it. You can't decide to.
I think your friends are right. All right, one more movie before we go. The classic Kevin Costner, Sean Connery, Robert De Niro, 1987 movie, The Untouchables.
Well, that's the story of a federal agent in Chicago who hampers the work of an enterprising American job creator.
That sounds like Mitt Romney wrote the description there, Rick.
Yeah, it's the regulations that are really keeping this little guy down.
Listen, I think you're a very clever guy, and I wish you were doing it full-time, and I hope maybe somebody will pick you up here. Maybe Leno will heed the call to give you a slot, not on the couch, but on the guest chair, and give you your 5 or 6 minutes in the sun there.
I've got 5 or 6 minutes of comedy, Paul, and anybody can look at the Tonight Show's website. There's a little about section, and you can email directly to them.
There you go. Get that going viral, and maybe you end up there.
That in my tip jar.
Rick, I wish you the best of luck, and I appreciate you joining me here today.
Paul, thanks for having me on.
Comedy writer Rick Pulido here with Paul Harris on the Big 550 KTRS.